As the sun rises, Lord, let your light shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Let your light shine on me.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time together again and again and again and open up to themes that are not repetitive but continue. So words I use or songs Greg brings in on this, maybe ones that are familiar to you and I. And the beautiful thing is that's exactly the point. You and I are of one family. And so hopefully the images and the words do become familiar. Not rote, and not just regular, but deeply real. And in that sense, that they would reign in our heart. Now, how do you like that for a lot of alliteration? I had a wonderful opportunity to visit with Greg and his wife Elizabeth and their two daughters, Alicia and Sienna, over Thanksgiving. They're so dear, and it was a wonderful, wonderful visit. And one full of life. And that's really the season we're in, this sense of fullness of life. I remember when I was growing up, so being in a home, I think, brought it to mind because it was a nice, restful, almost lazy morning when I arrived in their home. I remember my dad calling out to us when we were kids, "Rise and shine! Rise and shine!" Which was a lot nicer way to be greeted than, "Hey, get out of bed." And that's really, in many ways, what this season of Advent is about. Now, you may be listening to this at a different time, but that's part of being the family and part of this sense of the regularity of things. And not repetitive, but this reign of God that rises up and shines within us each day. It greets us differently. It opens our heart in a wonderfully amazing way. Today, the passage from Isaiah 40, 25 to 31, you may want to reference it sometime, but if you don't, here is some of it. And there's a beautiful question in the midst of it. Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. And then God does not faint or grow weary. His knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. Rise and shine. Come to a new strength of life, I think is exactly the sense of this season as we are now past the end of the year and moving into this wonderful season of Advent of, we often say, of waiting, and I would say today, awakening.
Awakening in this moment of peace, I give thanks to the source of all peace. I give thanks, I give thanks. As I set forth into the day, the birds sing with new voices, and I listen with new ears and give thanks.
And coming to a new awareness of life. This rising up at a very time when the earth is going to sleep, and many of things around us show the signs of death, and possibly we've lost loved ones recently. I'm thinking of two people in particular that are being buried this week that are very instrumental in our lives. We hold them dear, and we believe in the resurrection. We believe in the strength of their life, but in some way they did grow weary, as we all do. And then we find again in our deep awareness of the newness of life, an awakening that is beyond today's life. But we wake today. We become alert in this very moment. And I think that's why we're here together. Though so many things can seem insurmountable, they can be overwhelming, very large. Isaiah is always inviting us to climb the mountain of the Lord. And for me, that can become breathless these days. And yet, if we do it step by step, moment by moment, a deeper awakening and awareness begins to be ours. A gift from the movement, from the walk, from the journey together. The Isaiah passage that I offered us today continues that though young men faint and grow weary and youth stagger and fall, so you can imagine the image of, for various reasons, why young people might be doing that, or the youth within ourselves might be, if you might say, well, I'm a little bit beyond my teen years, and or maybe you're not. I am. But this passage goes on, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings, and they will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. A song that picks up on it, the author takes the privilege of saying that they grow and not grow weary, they walk and rise again. So we rise and shine to the light that is coming upon us, this beautiful light of Advent. Now, there's a waiting, sure, of the birth of Jesus, the sense of anticipation now in our hearts for what that means for us. But then there's this rich reality that Jesus is the Christ, the light of the world. And he lifts us up out of our faint weakness in moments like this, when we take time to come awake to the light that is ours and aware of the new life that is offered to us. Advent is a time when the door opens to that deep need and the door opens to the one who comes and has come. It not only remains, but takes us on into the richness and fullness of this new reign. Our God has come to save us is a wonderful line that rises up in this Advent season. God has entered into our very life, our struggles, our own confusion at times, and doesn't leave us alone, doesn't leave us in a faint or weary place. But God doesn't shake us to wake us. God calls out to us in Jesus Christ to rise with him and shine in this new light of day. This is a gift given to us, but one we need to awake to in order to know it. And of course, the knowing is what we're doing now. It's experiencing the coming of this light, this strength, this new life into our own dark corners of our heart or day, into our own faintness or weakness right now. It's coming to the awareness, the hope, the trust, the faith in that powerful God. So powerful that that God we believe as Christians came to serve us. So many words, maybe too many. So take some time now. Just rise and shine. Breathing, let your heart be filled with the light, the joy, the newness of life of the Advent season. Our preparation isn't only for Christmas Day, but it is for the banquet of Christmas, the ongoing celebration of the God who entered into creation and the fullness of time became one like us in Jesus Christ. So much to wake up to, but only in this moment, moment by moment, gentle breathing, rising and shining. right now. So we let go of those places of ours that are difficult to carry, and we are renewed in our strength. We soar with eagle's wings, and we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and rise again. Blessings, my friend, and Greg and I greet you as his family does throughout this season as our family is ready for Christmas. We awake and we ready our hearts to God's light in our heart and in our midst. Peace be with you. The breath of the living one fill you now.
Awake at last, I am still with you. Here at my side, upholding my life. Awake at last, you are still with me. Your right hand holds me fast.